What's going to happen is the focus will shift to the law enforcement community. And I and others on a bipartisan basis have said that we want to see swift and extremely aggressive prosecutions quickly.
I've been amazed how outraged Oregonians are about the spam problem. Now, the evidence shows that something like a few hundred kingpin spammers are responsible for the bulk of the problem, and this legislation says that for the first time, law enforcement officials can come down on these people with hobnail boots. I'm going to be checking every few weeks to make sure that law enforcement is making this a priority, because I think if they send a strong message with enforcement actions now, this law can make a difference. Spam law sends for the first time a tough, aggressive message from the federal government that this problem is going to be a priority. In the past, the big-time spammers never faced any consequences. They knew they could disguise their identities, that nobody was going to make it a priority to follow up quickly. This law ensures that for the first time, law enforcement can say this is a priority, that this is important, and this is something we want to try to root out. I think that spam is at the point now where it really threatens this tremendously exciting medium, the internet. It's almost at the point where it accounts for about half of the email for some people, and we all regard the internet as a vibrant, exciting tool, and this flood of pornography and garbage, I think, really threatens the vitality of the medium. This bill ensures that for the first time, the Federal Trade Commission, state attorneys general, and internet service providers can all aggressively move against the kingpin spammers. These are people who've never faced any consequences before, and I'm going to be making sure that with the law being signed today, law enforcement officials say that this problem is serious, it's significant, and it's not just supposed to be some kind of feel-good kind of exercise.